Good afternoon and welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. My guest today is author Michael J. Macalupo. Michael has published several nonfiction works, Principal Leadership, The Role of Emotional Intelligence, A Guide for Future School Administrators, and also Journaling with Character, a writing program for elementary, middle, and high school students. He holds a doctorate in educational leadership. He's been writing poetry, essays, short stories, and story ideas since his early college years, and now he has written his first novel called Where the Road Begins. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today here on WHQR.
Well, thank you for having me. I was looking forward to this for a few weeks now.
Good, yes, and thanks for bringing the book to me. So I couldn't finish it, but I got a good start on it. Talk about Where the Road Begins, and especially let's start with the main character, Hap Posner, because it is his story primarily.
It is. It's Hap Posner's story. The story spans from just before kindergarten all the way through high school graduation. But it's not just him. It's a circle of close friends that are major characters throughout the story. And their interaction with the adults around them make for the tragedies as well as the humorous antics that all children do. There's a lot of universality to what they do and how it occurs, the things they say, the places they go. Even though it's set in one location, it's set in Buffalo, which was my original hometown. Mm-hmm. Wilmington is now my hometown.
Yes.
But takes place there. So people from that area, and there are many that live here, will kind of reminisce on some of those locations in Western New York. But I think anybody can relate to the things that happen and the places because we have similar kinds of places here.
Mm-hmm. And the emotional places that all children go to as they're growing up, the things that happen to them and how they respond to those and how their friendships are affected and what they think about the adults and what's really going on with the adults. All of that is very universal experience, I think.
It is. And while the story takes place in the 1950s and 60s, it could apply today. And the relationships between the children and the adults is no different than it is today. The same kinds of lack of communication occurred then as occurs now. And we can laugh at what happens in some cases and feel bad for the characters in others.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to talk a little bit about Hap and his belief in his own mediocrity and almost a devotion to his own mediocrity. Talk about that a little bit.
He does. Hap is an easygoing kind of character, and he's more of an observer of life, or at least he thinks he is, and he's happy doing that. And whenever he does try to do something to find some excellence or something that he thinks he can excel in and it doesn't work out, he always falls back on the comfort of saying, well, I was born to mediocrity and I'm doing just fine with it.
Did his parents give that to him, or do you think he just kind of, that was his own creation, his own mediocrity, that was a safe place for him?
I think growing up where he did with the kind of lifestyle, the parents, the mothers for the most part were stay-at-home moms, fathers worked in factories and plants, and the kids were just kind of running free. And so it was his survival mechanism because everybody liked him. He was one of those kids that got along with everybody, and it worked.
Worked for him. Yeah, if you don't step out and take risks or go up against other people and get in their faces, maybe you can kind of slide through quietly as a mediocre person. I can see where he's coming from there. Now, some interesting things about the book is that not only do we hear Hap's voice and his narration of his own life, but talk to me about the secondary characters and their voices and what impact they have on the story.
Sure. there are three unique things about the book, and it's really predicated on what I believe, and it's rooted in the fact that I think that we really don't know people unless we know their past. All we see is what's in front of us, and there is a whole world that's occurred that has made them what they are, that affects the way they act, and in many cases affects the way we do things and how we react to it. And that's what happens in Hap's life with the secondary characters. His teachers, his parents, the neighbors, relatives. There are a number of people that are secondary characters that seem very boring and mundane to him, but there are retrospective pieces where in a chapter it may start off with Hap and his friends and there'll be a break and it's a retrospective of one of the characters, like his science teacher who sleeps in the back of the room in eighth grade, find out that he was a fighter pilot in World War II. And so we find out about the people. But the second interesting thing about that is that these characters, these secondary characters, interact with real people in real historic events. For example, the character I was just speaking of, was shot down in Germany and ended up in Stalag Luft 3, which was the place where the Great Escape took place, which was an actual event.
My.
And so we get some historic perspective. So for those people that don't really know about especially 20th century, it was primarily 20th century history, then we get to learn bits and pieces about it as we go. There was a great deal of research involved in that.
And that's the educator coming out in you.
And I suspect, yes.
Yeah, but that's great, though, because I love it when a book that is a novel sends me scrambling for a history book and saying, I'd like to know more about that. You know, it sounds like an interesting time frame. Of course, a lot of that, when you're talking 50s and 60s, that's my own history. But there's some elements I would certainly want to look up and explore further. That's great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Michael J. Macalupo. I almost said Hap Posner, but that's not right. Michael J. Macalupo. He has written many things, poems, books, nonfiction books, and now he's written his first novel, Where the Road Begins, a coming-of-age story set in Buffalo, New York, but it has very universal themes. Let's talk a little bit now about some of the things that happen with Hap, some of the themes that come up in the book of growth and change, friendship and betrayal, loss and gain, and just where does that come out of your own experience?
I've tried to figure out where some of the stuff comes from, and it's based. There's little pieces of a lot of people that it germinates, that starts with, and then it begins to grow. And I was doing an interview, a phone interview, when I was in Buffalo doing some book signings, and I was asked about the characters. And I said, you know, after the characters began to develop, they began to write themselves.
Isn't that funny? I've had so many authors say that. It's like they just, once you create them, they come alive. They continue to grow, and they start almost narrating the book. And you're like, well, I wasn't going to write that.
And it wouldn't have been the way I would have, if it were me, I wouldn't have written that piece about that person, because we're so narrowly scoped in things or focused that when the characters take over, they can talk the way they talk. And I can say, I don't know where it came from. It really wasn't me.
That's a very interesting thing about the creative process that I have heard from other authors that, and even some historical authors that feel like they're almost channeling these historical figures that are coming and sitting in their room with them. Now say this, now tell them about that, because nobody ever really understood that about me. So
I don't know if I went that far.
Yeah, I don't think so. You don't look like channeling kind of guy.
No. I did want to mention the third thing. I mentioned the two.
Yes,
the third thing that makes it unique is the poetry in the story. Some of the poetry I had written prior to, and it fit very nicely in it, but quite a bit of, and I would say most of the poetry I wrote for this story, because Hap, it started in sixth grade, where we all begin with our poetry, where we have to write poems. And like all boys, he hated doing it. So his first poem was very juvenile and almost rebellious to the teacher. But he began to like it, and he began to write poetry on his own. And so you can see the development of the poetry become more serious and even romantic as he gets later into high school. And the quality of the poetry is developing as well.
Does that start to bring him some insight into himself as well?
It does. It's... you could say it's his break from mediocrity that he didn't know was going to happen.
Wonderful. I'm talking with Michael J. Macalupo. He has written his first novel, Where the Road Begins, a story of Hap Posner, his friends, his family, his teachers. It's a coming-of-age story, and there will be a book signing and reading at Pomegranate Books next Thursday night at 7. Pomegranate Books is at 4418 Park Avenue. You can get more information about this book and about Michael at M.J. Macalupo, which is MACCALUPO.com, or you can go to Pomegranate's website, palmbooks.net. One more thing, Michael, you mentioned that there is a second book on the way. Mention something about that, if you would.
Okay, a little bit of a tease.
Yes.
I've been planning it ever since this one was published, and I have my outline ready. And I have a routine. January 2nd, I'll begin writing it, just as I did this book. I'll be done with this second one a little bit sooner, but this second one is going to be a mystery story, and it's going to take place in Wilmington.
Will some of the same characters show up?
We'll see.
Oh, okay. They haven't committed. They haven't signed their contracts yet.
Exactly.
That's great. That's wonderful. Michael, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in. And if you have any last thought, just throw it out there and we'll wrap things up.
Well, no. I hope people buy the book.
yes, as every said, author's dream.
Pomegranate, it's also online, but you'll be able to get signed copies at the Pomegranate, but you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's also available as e-books for Kindle, Nook, Sony
Wonderful.
Reader, and iPad.
Okay.
And I really appreciate being on here with you today. It's been a pleasure. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Michael. You can meet Michael J. Macalupo at Pomegranate Books next Thursday, November 10th at 7 p.m. and meet him and get your book, purchase a book and get it signed and all that good stuff. This is WHQR.